Passage 33. Whale Kiko B.
Nylon material was placed under the orca's body for the trip. Holes had been cut for his nose, tail, and fins. A big mechanical arm lifted him into a special container filled with cold seawater. This travel box measured 8.5 meters. A truck carried Keiko and his box to a nearby airport. From there, an American Air Force plane flew him to Iceland. Until earlier this month, Keiko lived in the floating cage in Klettsvik Bay. Animal experts watched him closely as he learned skills he would need to live free in the ocean.
Keiko still needs to develop more orca skills. For example, the bay is full of fish. Keiko hunts and kills fish as he should. But he still is providing himself with only about half the food he needs to support his 5-ton body. Humans give him the rest of his food. And sometimes he acts as though he were still performing tricks for the public in an amusement park. He brings fish that he has killed to his human keepers.
Some experts say Keiko never can live completely free in the ocean. They say he is too old to learn all he needs to know. One official of a sea park organization says that putting Keiko in the open ocean would be a death sentence. But the president of the Ocean Futures Society says the whale has been able to learn and do everything his keepers have asked. Jean-Michel Cousteau says Keiko could be released into the open ocean later this year. Mr. Cousteau also says this will happen only if Keiko continues to improve his skills and other conditions seem right.
Ocean Futures will continue to watch over Keiko, even if he is never able to leave the bay. He is living in ocean water with other ocean creatures. So even if the barriers remain around the bay, Keiko is experiencing the most normal orca life he has known in 20 years. For example, some activists demonstrated about 10 months ago at a sea park in the southern city of Miami, Florida. They were demanding that an orca named Lolita stop performing in the park. They urged that she be returned to life in the sea, just as Keiko has been. The sea park has refused to let Lolita return to the ocean.
Some animal experts support the presence of orcas in parks if they are well treated. They say the whales do not suffer the dangers of living in the ocean, and the orcas are happy in their relations with human beings. But animal rights activists point to the fact that orcas can swim as many as 100 kilometers a day. They say keeping them in pools of water that are only 30 meters long is inhumane.